Hi.
Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator, episode 17. We said that last week was 17, but it wasn't.
This is
17. Before we begin today, I'm just going to make the usual announcements. One, wherever you're listening to this podcast, please, if you could, leave a rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. Or, you know, share this with your friends. Anything to spread the word, feed the algorithm, any of the usual things that people ask for. We also have a YouTube and a Rumble channel if you'd like to follow us there.
And Odyssey, yes.
Second, if you have your own relationship questions that you'd like us to answer, you can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. You can type that in, or the email address itself is in the show notes. You can copy paste and send us any questions that you want and we'll answer them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any, really.
Really any.
Because there's so many that are so funny.
Well, yeah, I got a funny one today that's from a girl, actually. So,
okay.
Ready for question one?
Yeah.
I'll read that one. Okay. I got to scroll here. Okay, so this one comes from a user named NerdyCrackhead719. The title is, "My boyfriend won't report his creepy coworker. Hello. So I'm going to have to keep this pretty vague since I don't know if my boyfriend frequents the subreddit, but here we go. So I'm 17 and my boyfriend's 17 and we've been dating for close to 6 months now. We haven't really had any major issues within our relationship.
Only 17. They're both young, pretty young.
We both have jobs in the customer service industry. He mostly works with maintenance and stuff while I deal more with customers. On to the problem. There's this coworker of his who's 14 or 15 who clearly has a crush on him.
Oh, Lord.
He doesn't even entertain her and actively rejects her advances, but she won't quit. I've met her a couple of times, and both times she kind of rubbed me the wrong way, saying things that were kind of inappropriate.
Ooh.
Not sexual, but just awkward, and butting into our conversations.
Oh, boy.
A couple of weeks ago, he mentioned to me that she's been secretly taking photos of him.
What?
He asked her to stop, but she hasn't honored that wish. I told him he should tell his boss or supervisor, but he refused, saying it wasn't that big of a deal and it was fine. I disagreed, but let it go at the time. A few days ago, he told me this coworker has now been taking videos of him.
Okay, that's so weird.
And he again asked her to stop, but she won't. I reiterated more forcefully, not yelling, that he should tell someone because this behavior isn't okay, but he again said it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yes, it is.
I should add that he's not a very confrontational person, so I'm not too surprised. But I asked if he wanted me to say something, and he said he didn't want me to. This isn't a jealousy thing, because for that, I'd have to be worried she'd steal him, and I'm not. I'm more worried about his safety and well-being. I also don't want to cross his boundaries or disrespect his wishes. But I don't know what to do. I don't want this to escalate further.
Oh, she's smart. I like her.
Me too.
Definitely, definitely, definitely tell the manager. Because that's not only a kind of a threat to him. It's a threat to anybody who is a customer there, to any other employees. No, that really should go to the manager for sure. Because that is bizarre behavior.
Yeah.
It's such an invasion of privacy. Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
I think it's weird. I also, when I read the ages, I'm like, what's a 14-year-old doing working?
Well, I did.
Okay, because I'm like, why is this 14-year-old, like,
a part-time job. I don't know what the laws are, but that is kind of weird, I agree. But
in my state, you had to be 16 to be legally employed. So I was just basing off.
What about babysitting, though?
Well, you could, but they're working for a customer service. Like, it seems
like I know, but that's still... I don't know. I felt this expectation from my dad.
Interesting.
To work really young.
Well, I lied when I was 15 and a half, and I told them I was already 16, so I could be.
That's because you wanted to get the hell out of your house. Right, exactly. Where that wasn't the case with me so much. I didn't want to do it. It's like the jobs are horrible. I worked at a recycling center. I had to stand in one of those containers, like an actual container.
Like a dumpster?
Well, no, it's a container, like the kind on a ship.
Like a container, okay.
Pretty much.
Interesting.
And it wasn't a real dumpster. And it was just all these cans, and there was still stuff in the cans. And my friend and I had to step on them.
All sticky.
And it was so smelly and disgusting.
That is so
the other
gross.
Job was to load stacks of newspapers in this massive semi, like a truck.
Oh.
And we're like 14-year-old girls, right? 15, 14. Oh, we hated it. It was just labor, hard labor.
God. So maybe.
And when she wasn't there, it was hell.
I wouldn't. Yeah, that sounds like hell.
And that happened too often.
Well, so maybe this. Maybe I'm.
I don't know what the deal is with that, but good God.
But that is bizarre.
No, he has a blind spot.
Yeah, and that is like. That's not just like a crush out of hand. That's like stalkerish.
Totally, it's psychotic.
Like to secretly film somebody.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And then know that they know.
It's creepy. They ask you to and stop. He must. He and, sounds yeah. very kind of naive.
He sounds kind of passive too.
A bit naive. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Like doesn't want to upset the. Yeah, but she's right. She's right. Like she's 100% right.
That's not just a crush. That's like getting into some.
Yeah, I would totally and tell your parents too.
Yeah,
for sure. Oh, talk to your parents about it. Like, well, not us, but the parents, because these are minors, right?
Right. Yeah,
they should talk to their parents about that. I would definitely. Yeah. When I was a professor, too, like, I remember sometimes people would come to me with problems, students. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would always ask if they had talked to their parents first.
Uh-huh.
And depending on the situation, they're adults. Mm-hmm. But I would always, I would never want to get in the way of that relationship, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's always, I would definitely say for 17-year-olds, definitely talk to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And if for some reason they're not those kind of parents, they're just not that, I trust the kid often knows that at that point, but they might not, but they probably do.
Yeah.
But yeah, like talk to them.
I think that's good
But
advice.
She's smart. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah, she does.
Well, all right, I guess be careful of her. You stay away from her. Maybe stay away from your boyfriend when he's working. And whatever happens, at least it'll happen to him and not you.
Yes.
Because I would say take care of you. I know that's so selfish, but still, protect yourself. If he's not smart enough to get it, like, you're giving him great advice.
Yeah. Plus, if you just tell the manager, like, then they can decide what to
do. They would want to know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not even, like, instigating anything. That's just kind of reporting an incident. And so I don't see why.
Well, he could also tell the girl that. Like, look, if you don't stop doing this, I'm going to. He needs to stand up to this girl.
Yeah, I think so.
Because for her sake, too.
Yeah.
Really for her sake. Because if something's going on with her, like, she needs to kind of run into herself a little bit.
Yeah, and wake up.
Well, yeah, to get a lid on this problem young.
Yeah, certainly.
Perhaps.
I agree.
I would want that for myself if I didn't know any better.
Yeah, that's a lot of
odd behavior.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? That's so creepy.
Well, okay, you're secretly videotaping, and then this person asks you
and
to stop.
And what exactly is it that she's videotaping him doing?
Like, he's just at work.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Does she watch it at night? Well, I don't want to know.
The weird part is that A, you've been found out, like you're not so secretive, so wouldn't that be embarrassing? And B, they're asking you to stop, so it's like doubly.
Yeah,
like you're
she's a child.
Yeah.
She's a child, so, you know, I don't want to like knock her too much because, you know, who knows what's going on in her life.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah.
Next.
Okay, this one comes from a user named ABG War. The title is, "Should I pretend that I haven't seen the videos my girlfriend sends me?" My girlfriend likes to send me things that I enjoy simply because she likes to be involved in whatever I'm interested in. However, oftentimes the things that she sends me, let's say a video or meme about a historical event, is something that I have already seen, and I can't help but notice that she always feels a tad bit disappointed in herself whenever she realizes that I've already seen it. I'm not a guy that often lies, and I like to be upfront with what I have done and what I haven't, but would at least pretending to not have seen what she sends me make her feel better and more impressed with herself? I love when she dabbles in the things I like, but I can't help but feel guilty whenever her smile slowly fades when I say, "Oh, I've seen that."
Well, maybe once in a while. You know?
Yeah.
Is this a big issue?
I don't know. I just think it's
quite sweet.
Did this
get a lot of responses?
176.
Really? What do they say? I'm really curious. Because I would just say once in a while, yeah, that's fine.
So I don't have many of the responses, but yeah, this got quite a bit of engagement, surprisingly.
Really?
The top comment that is included in my screenshot says, instead maybe say I love that video instead of I've seen that. Like, just don't address whether or not you've
to
seen
me,
it.
To me, that's like such a non-issue. Like, I just don't know why that is a better solution than any other one.
Yeah.
It seems completely... I mean, I guess if that's what, maybe some people see that as a problem. I don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I would just pretend I hadn't seen it once in a while.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I'd be honest. And she'll just have to work a little harder.
Yeah.
But you can always thank her for, you tell her how much you appreciate her.
Yeah.
Her engagement.
Yeah.
Say, tell her you love that. Like, I love that about you. You know, you can just say, I so appreciate that you do that. I wish, I never want to say that. I've seen it, but I have. Because that happens to me a lot. Like, I don't know why, but there's a lot of things I don't know. I'm very curious. I've got this like broad understanding of a lot of things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To some extent. So I don't know. Sometimes that is uncommon for me. And other times it's not at all like that. But I think it's kind of a challenge to want to surprise someone.
Yeah.
So I would keep pushing. I don't know if she's like that, but she might enjoy that.
Uh-huh.
But it's sweet. It's so sweet on both parts.
Yeah.
On hers and his.
That one just made me smile.
And it's very thoughtful of him.
Yeah. So yeah, I think if he just says he hasn't once in a while, I don't think that.
Yeah. No, I think that'd be sweet. That'll give her some, you know.
Yeah.
It's really cute, actually.
I like the reasoning. You can like kind of see it. He's like, I want to be honest about what I have done and who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Which I can understand because I do too.
Yeah.
But yeah, once in a while is fine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't even think you have to. It's a big elaborate moral. To the extent of saying
it's a moral.
I don't know. Just pretend you. I can't even elaborate on this.
Yeah.
But it's a cute problem.
It is a cute problem.
It's a precious problem.
Okay.
And it's not a real problem. It's just a sweet little.
It is sweet. Put a smile on your face.
Did it put a smile on your face?
Yes, it did. Okay, ready for the next one?
Uh-huh.
This one comes from a user named ImpossibleTax7750. The title is, My Wife Got Hurt Because of a Stupid Bet.
Mm-hmm.
We've been married for 4 years now and dated for 3 years before that. We have a year and a half old daughter and life has been great. I just wish I could share my daughter's pics. She could cure sadness.
Wait, what?
I guess his daughter's so cute that she could cure sadness.
Repeat that part.
He says, we have a year and a half old daughter and life has been great. I just wish I could share my daughter's pics here. She could cure sadness.
Oh, okay. That's really cute. Okay.
So anyways, Friday evening, I was meeting her at a pub, but I was 15
minutes. The one-year-old? Just kidding.
I was meeting her at a pub, but I was...
imagined that. That was the first thing I saw in my head, was a one-and-a-half-year-old just sitting there waiting to meet the dad.
Her legs swinging from the bar stool.
Which makes no sense. No, they were too small, but they were pudgy. Really cute. Okay.
So I was meeting her at a pub, but I was 15 minutes late. When I reached there, I saw a guy trying to talk to my wife, and she was waving him off, but he insisted, so she let him buy her a drink.
She did? Oh, well, she was probably just like,
when I reached near them, she was telling him that she had told him that she was married multiple times, but he still insisted on buying drinks, but even after drinking...
Was he drunk, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
But even after drinking, she reiterated she was happily married, so tough luck.
After 15 minutes. That would be annoying.
So the dude finally left her. When I reached her, she was excited and told me that even after having a kid, people are still willing to buy her a drink. So I told her I saw everything and we shared a laugh.
No, really?
Then I said to her that I can also score a free drink and we made a bet. It took her 12 minutes in total after sitting and being approached. So I had to beat that. And in my competitive spirit, my dumb ass decided to take off my wedding ring. My wife had hers on at all times.
Well, that's not fair.
Finally, after 9 minutes had passed, a woman approached me and struck up a conversation and offered to buy me a drink. So I took her leave and went to my wife and excitedly told her I won by 3 minutes. And she caught my hands and asked, where is the ring? Why did you take off the ring?
That's not fair.
Is this something you do regularly?
Oh, wow.
Why did you take it off? She is really hurt, and I don't know how to convince her that I'm not in the habit of taking my ring off. I don't even go to bars, but she has been giving me hurt looks for the past 3 days. Help me out here, guys. We are not fighting, but this is worse. She is only talking to me when necessary.
Oh.
She is usually a chatterbox, and I'm missing her. Please help.
Jesus. The only thing I can think of is that she probably thought it would be fine, you know, and something must have hit her when she saw him without that ring on. It must have just hit her in some way that she didn't expect, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
The image of losing him.
Mm-hmm.
or if that did happen, and it probably really shook her because she just had a kid too, mm-hmm. and maybe they're kind of at peak happiness, mm-hmm. and maybe it just hit her, mm-hmm. and maybe she doesn't even know why. Mm-hmm. That's my guess. That's what I think is going on. I really don't think it has anything to do with him. I think it just scared her. Mm-hmm. Because you can imagine if you have only had a child for a year and a half, you're still so protective.
Right.
And so, like, probably so, like, nesting,
yeah.
very nurturing. And I imagine you could be more sensitive, really mm-hmm. hypersensitive in a way. It's probably a natural instinct mm-hmm. to want to protect that whole family unit.
Yeah.
And it might have just scared her. Mm-hmm. And maybe she's a little freaked out by her own reaction.
Uh-huh.
And is kind of coming to terms with it a bit.
Interesting.
And doesn't know if it's because of a real reason, if there's a real reason she's, maybe there are other things, maybe she's thinking through. And that's where, you know, I think he can kind of come in and say maybe the same thing, which is, I think it freaked you out. Mm-hmm. And I'm really sorry. And he was cheating, by the way. You know, if you
yeah.
get the date without, that's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
But that's irrelevant. That's totally beside the point.
I wanted to get your thought on this part. Because some people in the comments, I don't have, like, the verbatim comments, but some people were saying, like, geez, dude, she was just happy that she was still, you know, getting hit on after having a kid, and you had to steal her happiness.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's not true. I don't think so.
Okay,
I think they're friends. They're, like, buddies. They're,
yeah,
like,
that's
a perfect relationship to me. It's, like, they're best friends.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It
so
was
I,
just fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of chivalrous of him, the guy saying that, to say that, but I don't think it's fair.
Okay.
I think they were just having fun.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I think because this is her first child, mm-hmm. these are all, you know, I think it's got to be so different. Every single thing you experience can be, one thing can be completely the same, but I bet a lot of things are different when you have something to protect, like a family
uh-huh.
that you care very much about.
Yeah, I imagine.
And I can only imagine. Also hormones. There's a lot of hormones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that goes away really. I think it's very likely that a lot of that is still very stirred up in a woman, you know? Mm-hmm. They're still babies. That's a baby.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, I would feel so protective.
Yeah.
And I'd be... And I'm a little powerless, too, because I've got to take care of that baby.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to make sure that, you know, the husband is happy.
Right.
I feel very responsible for all of that. I would feel very, not 100% responsible for that, but, you know, my share is enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I think she just needs reassurance
mm-hmm.
that it's just natural that you would react that way to some things. And it's probably a surprise to you that you had that reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because she probably doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably not even fully grasping it in her own head.
That's very interesting.
So maybe he needs to kind of say, look, I don't think that he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
So if he focuses on that, I don't think that's solving the problem.
Right.
I really think it's something that's going on in her head that she can't maybe talk about, that she doesn't fully understand how to talk about.
That's interesting.
You know, maybe he could take over and be like, look, I think it's probably this.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm really sorry, and I won't do that again. But... Because you love her, you know,
yeah.
But I mean, I don't think, I think it's that.
That's
I really do.
Yeah.
It's just, can you imagine? I mean, I can't imagine. That would be such a, you wouldn't see that coming.
No.
But to see that person that you love, it isn't about even him alone. It's about the whole unit that's
mm-hmm.
changed.
Mm-hmm.
How much more it means to her now that she probably didn't even get.
That's interesting.
Until
yeah.
that moment, right?
That's very interesting.
Now
yeah.
it's a unit. Now it's a family. Like, this can't fail.
Yeah.
In a way, do you see? Like, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would think. I would go with that.
That's very interesting.
Of course, I'd ask her
uh-huh.
first.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just go with that. I'd want to know, like, really, I am so sorry, but what is this about? And if she can't really get to it, then you can kind of help her.
I think that's good.
Nobody can see. You know, we're just human.
Yeah.
And I think the weight of things can be very subconscious
mm-hmm.
until something triggers it.
Yeah,
and makes it conscious, you know?
I think you're right. Do you want to do a bonus question?
Sure.
I liked that, by the way. I liked your take on that. Because
I didn't see
that in the comment. That was one that I did scroll through the comments because I liked that like whole narrative in question. I thought that was very interesting and not something that you normally
No, I think see. It's really interesting, yeah.
And... You had a take that was different than...
Good.
Everyone else made it about the bet and how he took the...
Maybe I'm proving myself worthy of the translator, the girlfriend translator.
You're worthy of your title.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one comes...
Well, we are.
Yeah. This one comes from a user named Andrew Mietersky. Mm-hmm. Andrew Mietersky? I don't know.
Sure, whatever.
The title is Splitting Bills with Girlfriend. So he's 32. He doesn't give the girlfriend's age. So
75. That would be an interesting
question.
That's
why he left it out.
She says 100. She does.
So bear with me. So my girlfriend and I split the bills for the house she purchased. Every month she adds up the bills and divides it by two and sends me the amount to pay each month. Over time, she gradually keeps telling me the amount that I have given is not enough. I asked her to show me the bills so I can verify the exact amount I owe for every month. My girlfriend gets upset and says I shouldn't need to see the bills and just trust her.
Wait, she splits it up and then gives him the bill?
So it's, okay, I'll can start from the top again.
Okay.
Every month, she adds the bills up and divides it by two and sends me the amount to pay each month. But over time, she gradually keeps telling me the amount that I've given is not enough.
Even though she wrote the amount down and you gave her that amount?
Yes.
That's weird.
Or maybe she just said it verbally. It's not clear. But so he says, I asked her to show me the bills so I can verify the exact amount I owe for every month. My girlfriend then gets upset and says I shouldn't need to see the bills and just trust her. I don't think that's fair, and it makes me feel like she's taking advantage of me. Is me asking to physically see the bills and the amount not trusting her? Or am I being reasonable for wanting to see the bills to know how fairly I'm paying what I owe?
I'm just confused. She owns the house.
Yes.
So he's renting from her.
Yes.
What are the bills?
Maybe like utilities or...
The mortgage payment? I mean, did he do a down payment? No.
No.
She did that.
Yes.
Huh. I don't think you're getting taken advantage of, but, I mean, him.
Uh-huh.
Because she would have to do all the stuff to get the house in the first place. She did all that, right?
Yes.
So I just think we need more information because I don't... It's like he's renting from her.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of has a right to determine the amount.
Yes.
And he also has a right to disagree with that.
Uh-huh.
But if she did all the legwork to get the house, to make the down payment on the house, to insure the mortgage, and there's a lot more on her, right?
Right.
So I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know why he's afraid of being taken advantage of. I don't know what else is going on. I mean... Already she's got kind of taking on more of the burden
mm-hmm.
and renting to him. He's the tenant, really.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of have the right to change their, you know, raise the rent and you can leave.
Mm-hmm.
So it just sounds like a communication problem.
Yeah.
So that's kind of awkward. But I don't know why he would assume that she was taking advantage of him. That seems like there's a reason he would feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would want to know more about that. This seems like a... This doesn't seem like the issue to me. It seems like other things are the issue. Like, why would he be afraid that she's taking advantage of him? There's got to be a reason.
Uh-huh.
Either it's his problem or her problem.
Right.
But there's a problem, and it's not the rent. It's about trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's unreasonable to want to know why, but in a way, you don't really have that right if you're renting, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to ask why and get an answer. They can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they haven't signed a contract, then no. But she has a right to kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now it's getting weird.
Right.
So I really don't know. I think there's a trust problem in the relationship there.
Interesting.
So I would want to... That's where I would go with it. I'd want to know what's really going on.
Interesting.
Because why can't you two work this out without asking Reddit? You should be able to.
Right.
So there's something else going on. So he needs to kind of get to the real problem and ask that question.
That's very interesting because that's completely different than my take on it.
Oh, okay. What's your take?
Well, because I just thought if he's asking to physically see the bills, then I don't get why he can't just see the bill.
Well, sure.
You know,
I agree.
That's what I... But I think that you're... Kind
I agree.
Of going, you're going, kind of going, like, further back.
I totally agree with you. But on the other hand, technically, why... I mean,
mm-hmm.
she, like I said, she bared the burden of what it takes to get a house, didn't she?
Right.
So in some ways, it's like, why does he get to demand all of this?
But I guess in that situation...
But there's a relationship there, too.
Yes. But for the house thing, like, that's a gain that she keeps... External of the relationship, is that right?
Yeah.
No?
Okay. Yeah, I guess, but it's her burden.
Right.
When there's a problem, she's got to fix it.
Right.
Maybe he does fix it, but it's going to fall on her.
Right, yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, she had to earn that money, save that money. be approved, all that crap that goes along with it. Look for the house. I mean, it's a hell. I mean, it's not hell, but it probably is hell for some people. It just seems like a huge responsibility.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and this is the problem with this. If you take it on together, then it's the two of you, it is understood, hopefully. And you're married, maybe, or you're business partners.
Right.
But when it's a relationship and this, and you're not,
then all these relationship problems
can end up coming through pragmatic, you know, logistical things like living and expenses, and it can get all tied up in that. So that could, that's hard. I mean, that's just a hard, I'm not saying, I don't know, I guess you're kind of lucky if you don't have that problem and you live with someone, but generally, I think it can work out just fine, but I think this is, I would put the relationship first. That's what I'm saying. I would do that because before you get to, that shouldn't be an issue. If you guys are good.
Yeah, if you trust each other, you shouldn't
feel that way. I don't think she would be saying that. It doesn't make any sense either if she's giving him an amount and he's paying the amount and she's mad. Maybe she's implying that. You know, maybe that's what she's doing, just implying, giving, which means she, maybe she, there's other things going on.
Yeah.
That's another problem.
That's interesting.
Someone's not happy with something and the other one's, let's not, I wouldn't, I would say not to continue working it out through the rent and the expenses, because that is ugly. That's going to get ugly. It is one way to get to the problem, but it'd be better to go to the problem itself instead of go through this to get there.
That's interesting. Yeah, that
makes it's like sense. It's like when people get divorced and they have a custody battle and they make their, they put, this, they project these problems they have into the custody battle. And that's just not right. You know, that's not really in the best interest of anybody. Certainly not the kids, right? But how, it's very hard to separate the two, but you have to.
Yeah.
So I would say it's the same with something like that. With logistical things, you don't want to be in the, get in the way of somebody's livelihood or their place to live, their shelter, their food. Like Trudeau. You know, like that's really hardcore and wrong.
Yeah.
So I just think it's always better to just go to the, don't worry about confronting the personal part of it, but don't do it through the practical parts. Do it through, just, it's all right. You'll work it out. It's fine. Don't be afraid. Or be afraid and do it anyway, but don't do it through other means. You'll never get there. It'll be bickering.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, so I, you know, think that was a good...
Is that a good one?
Yeah, I liked that. So
that before, would be my recommendation.
Well, I like it. I like your recommendation.
Oh. Good.
So before... That was the last... Well, that was a bonus question, so obviously that was the last question. Before we end, I'm just going to...
Damn it, was it a bonus question or an official question?
It was the bonus.
We could have different names for all of them.
So before we end, I'm just going to give the usual plug at the end to please leave a rating and review wherever you're listening. You can follow us on YouTube and Rumble. Again, this is available on, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on Overcast. We're on
Odyssey.
What is it?
I love Odyssey.
Radio something.
I don't know.
Stitcher. There's all the ones that you can find us
on. Yeah, yeah. Pretty much everywhere.
Radio Public. That's what it's called. I think that's kind of an obscure one. But anyways. So you can follow us, leave a rating and review wherever they accept those, and share us with your friends. Second, if you have your own questions that...
Or even a topic you're interested in.
Yeah. Please feel free to just send us an email at girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Again, that email is in the show notes, or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Thank you.
Go Truckers.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.